maybe it's of no surprise to people, unfortunately, because this is in line really with waiting times and numbers in relation to other disciplines across medical care. What we've been presented with in terms of information from the Regional Health Forum is that people can be waiting between 18 to 21 months for a respiratory appointment, and that there's almost 1,500 people currently waiting without any appointment date at this moment in time.
Now, the HSE has stated that they're engaging in a number of initiatives to tackle the issue. Are you confident that they will work, given the fact that we see the likes of Sligo, there doesn't seem to be any issue there? Should they take inspiration from other facilities in this region?
I think that they really need to look at Letterkenny University Hospital in a broader kind of way. They need to look at what exactly are the pinch points in Letterkenny. One of the measures that's very welcome is the recruitment of an additional third respiratory consultant who just started last week. And we hope that obviously that will start to drive down wait times and get through those 1,500 people who are waiting on appointments. But it's unquestionable that there seems to be a serious issue with Letterkenny University Hospital. I mean, one of the measures, and I've heard this directly from constituents of mine that they have listed as a solution to try to drive down the numbers, is writing out to people to see, number one, are they still alive, presumably, and number two, to see are they still in need of a respiratory appointment, which to me, you know, that's not a serious measure to try and drive down wait times and numbers. We need to see additional resources, and as I say, the appointment of an additional consultant is very welcome. But presumably, you know, a fourth consultant would be even more welcome. We need to look at clinical specialist nurses in respiratory care as well, which are obviously in place in LUH, but perhaps we need more investment in that. So I really think that the HSE and particularly the management of Letterkenny University Hospital need to do a very serious comparison and analysis of what is working in Sligo and in other hospitals in the Western region and see how they can be replicated in Letterkenny.